Take your Bibles, if you will, turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. Philippians, chapter 4. Some of you will be having a picnic tomorrow. As it says in the bulletin, the day is set aside to remember, a day in which we think of those who have given so much for our nation. But 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8, 9, 12, and 34 says this: give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Folks, let's remember tomorrow sometime during the day to thank the Lord for what he has done for the United States of America. Theodore Roosevelt said, quote, "My fellow citizens, no people on earth have more cause to be thankful than ours, and this is said reverently, in no spirit of boastfulness in our own strength, but with gratitude to the giver of good, who has blessed us with the conditions which have enabled us to achieve so large a measure of well-being and of happiness," unquote. The giver of good. And he has been good to us. Would you please stand as we read from the book of Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, if you're able. Philippians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. Paul, writing to this body of believers, says, "Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved." Folks, may we remain standing for our Lord. Verse 2 says, "I beseech Eutychus and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life." Can I say this? In the book of Revelation, it talks about the books and it talks about the book of life. You want to make sure your name is in the book of life. Amen. "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings that you have spread upon this nation. Thank you, Lord, for your love and mercy and grace, for the salvation that is available through Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for men and women who have served this nation, both in the armed services, but also, Lord, as pastors and pastors' wives. Lord, bless them both, we ask in Jesus' name, and with thanksgiving, amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. Before we go any further in our service, is there anyone with us this morning that has served in any branch of the armed services? Would you please stand if you have served in the armed services? The last time we gathered together on a Memorial Day weekend was 2019. And since then, George Farmer and Robert Stedford have both passed away. Dennis Smith has gone in a different direction. My dad is at Clinton Creek. And Jim Severs is home recovering from a hip replacement. But we're so thankful, Dan, that you have been willing to serve our country. And I tried to get Brother Watke to write you a check for $1,000, but he said no. But let's give Dan a hand for being willing to serve. Yes. Thank you, sir. Were you in the Army?
Yes.
All right. So thank you very much. Memories means remembrance, to reminisce, to recollect, to recall, or even souvenirs, because souvenirs help us to remember, right? I did see this on a t-shirt a while back that said, somebody went to Hawaii and all I got was this t-shirt. You ever seen that type of thing? Yes. But souvenirs. Our house, as I have said in the past, has many pictures that remind me of our past. We have many items that bring back precious memories. T-shirts, blown glass ornaments, turned wood bowls or wooden boxes, etc. And it's so good to remember. In fact, I love to reminisce about places that we have been, and I do not have to be talking to anyone. Just remembering, and sometimes out loud. Please tell me some of you do that very same thing. I hope so. To reminisce. This church building is full of memories for me. This building and the building next door. It is within these walls that I was taught the Word of God by some of our past teachers. Bob Badicher, Don Cochran, Rich Lee, my mother, all who have gone home to be with the Lord, and of course my dad, who wishes to go home to be with the Lord. Pray for him. That is my dad. His dementia continues to get worse. And I don't mind being called Jim. Though usually when I say, no, I'm Paul, he goes, oh yeah, I remember you. But you know, it's within these walls that I was taught the Word of God. It was within these walls that I first met my future wife. It was within these walls that I married that same young lady right down here. And if you'd like pictures to see it, I'd be glad to show you. It was within these walls that my wife and my sons were baptized. It was within these walls that I had my last conversation with my brother Bob. It was within these walls that we held the funeral services for my brother and 20 years later for my mother. It was within these walls that I worshiped with future ministers and their wives, Neil and Phyllis Jackson, Jim and Dot Foster, Bob and Marilyn Plennis, Donna Rice Daves, Bob and Sandy Schwartz, and I could go on. I have been here with fellow church members like Barbara Lyons and Eugene and Lydia Weinberger and Don and Marion Cochran, Ed Johnson, Bud and Fern Smith, Rich Lee, his son Greg. I talked to Greg the other day at the passing of his mother, and he said to tell you hello. And the list could go on. Unfortunately, not all the memories are sweet. Some are bitter. In the book of Revelation, we find the phrase, and there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. It was before the trumpet judgments would come. A time to ponder, time to reflect. Can I say this on this weekend in which we bring much thought to the goodness of Americans, that we are perplexed by the evil of our society, by the violence, by the prejudice, feelings, we need to realize that God will judge America for abortion. The day will come. He will judge us for the sins that today we don't even recognize as sins. But God's word calls it that. I saw this on a bumper sticker the other day. It said, many gave some gave all. Again, I saw one that said, home of the free because of the brave. Can I say this? We need brave Christians today. Amen. We need men and women who are willing to stand strong for the cause of Christ, even though it's hard. See, there have been through biblical days hard times. Ask Daniel. Ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Ask Noah. Hard times, and yet they were willing to stand for the cause of Christ, for God Himself. You have heard me say on any number of occasions that the United States of America is truly blessed because of gospel preaching churches. On Wednesday night, we had a representative for a group that starts Baptist churches. And they try to start at least 7 Baptist churches a year. Last year, they are only able to start 1. But they've already had 3 or 4 beginning this year, and they hope to have more. But gospel preaching churches, what a blessing it is to be in the house of God with God's people hearing the word of God. Godly men and women that were willing to take the gospel to the spiritually needy. We are still needing to take the gospel because there are many who do not know. Our Bible tells us, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. And folks, there are a lot of lost people in our society today. Jesus said that there is a wide way that leads to hell and many that travel thereon. And there is a narrow way that leads to life eternal and few that find it. So we need to be sharing the gospel. Preaching the gospel of redemption through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Redeemed and glad to proclaim it. Men like George Whitefield, Billy Sunday, Billy Graham, Lee Robertson, Bruce Cummins, Earl K. Oldham, Al Kasten, Roy Johnson, Tom Malone, and Paul Vanneman. Men who have proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no greater message than that. Amen. I can never repay the debt I owe this outpost of faith, or for men and women who willingly sacrifice their will for the Lord's will. I ponder those who began the Covenant Baptist Church many years ago, and all of our charter members are gone except my dad, and we thank them because they were willing to give so that we could be here today. I've often wondered when James Elliott, Nate Saint, Ed McCulley, Peter Fleming, and Roger Yonderin knew that things had gone bad, that they could not get back to their small airplane, that they knew there was no escape, that death was certain, that they were about to enter heaven's glory, all for the cause of Christ. That they could say with the saints of Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Does persecution come in our lifetime? Folks, there are Christians around the world today that are being persecuted. There are Christians around the world that they have been sacrificed at the hand of PC. Because you don't hear about the Muslims attacking with machetes Christians who then run to a church. That church is then is set on fire. You don't hear about it, do you? If it was the other way around, you'd hear about it. But many today are standing true. Folks, we need to stand true to God's word. On a trip to Texas, the pastor of the Pleasant View Baptist Church gave this thought: hollow Christianity, hollow churches, hollow Christians. He elaborated on the fact that we should not be hollow, but that we should be full of substance. We need to have the Word of God as part of our life. Can I say this? The Word of God is more important than who's in the NBA Finals or in the NHL Finals or who will be in the Major League Finals. That it's more important than your stocks, your bonds, and your savings account. That the Word of God is more important than those houses that we find so important, or in the jewelry we might wear, or in the clothes that we have, or the cars that we drive. The Word of God that brings salvation to man, it's important. And this church needs to continue to send forth the gospel message. And we thank God for those men and women who have been faithful to the end. On this Memorial Day weekend, let's never forget those who have gone before us so that we could be in a place like this serving the Lord. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Folks, we need men and women who are willing to stand for the cause of Christ. Your children need to know that you stand for God and God's word. Your grandchildren need to know that you stand for the word of God and for the Lord himself. And if you have been so blessed with great grandchildren, they need to know also. There should be no doubt in their minds. There should be no reason to wonder where you stand when it comes to God and God's word and God's house. How sad it is when children see their parents say one thing on Sunday, but the rest of the time they live a different life. The Apostle Paul, nearing the end of his life, gave this testimony: I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Wouldn't it be great if we could use those same words as we are waiting the Lord's taking us home? To fight a good fight. Can I say this? In my 45 plus years of working here at the Covenant Baptist Church, I've seen far too many Christians put down their armor and go in another direction. In my 45 plus years here at the Covenant Baptist Church, I've seen them get off the right course onto the wrong course. In my 45 plus years, I've seen them lose their faith. Oh, I didn't say they lost their salvation, but they no longer faithfully served the Lord. Growing up with Ted and Rosemarie Madonna was, when I was younger, sometimes a curse, but it's always been a blessing. What a blessing it was to listen to my mother's thoughts on church attendance, on giving to the cause of Christ, on remaining faithful. Now, I'll be honest with you, some of you would get to hear my dad preach on a Sunday or a Wednesday, but I got to hear her when she was here at the church building, and it was just her and me. And she'd get that finger wiggling. And I tell you what, she'd tell me what for. And she said, "Don't make me ashamed of you." Well, where do you hide, Brother Wutke? That office was awful small. And usually she was by the door and I couldn't escape. But see, I've seen faithfulness. I've witnessed it. And folks, we need to remain faithful to our Lord. Amen. Hebrews 11, 6a. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. You do catch that, don't you? That without faith, it is impossible to please him. How will we be remembered? How will we be remembered in a year or two if we pass away? You say, well, that's not going to happen. Folks, people are dying left and right. Three of you in this room right now lost loved ones in the last 2 months. From Cindy's daughter, who was 38, 39. To Sherry's brother-in-law, 61. And Leona, Jerry, was 65. All younger than me. So there's no guarantee that by next year I'll still be here. Though my wife says I can't die before her. But how will we be remembered? Shall we stand together?